Hello and welcome to the Press Gang. We had Keith McGinty attend the press conference, the post-match press conference yesterday, and he got the opportunity to speak to the manager, Ange Postecoglou, as well as title-winning captain, Callum McGregor, and also the joint top scorer of the Scottish Premiership, Georgios Giakoumakis. Please enjoy.
Now, since Wednesday, I've just had the sense that they didn't celebrate on Wednesday because they wanted to do it properly today and finish it off in the manner that they wanted to show the kind of football team they were. So, yeah, in the context of all that, and like I said, Centre Joy brings the people, the people I work with, but more importantly, the fans. So, it's priceless.
And your career at Celtic hopefully is just starting. A fellow Aussie, Tom Rogic, is ending.
Don't finish me off yet.
Tom Rogic is ending, but if you could describe the man, whether it's the character of him, his footballing ability, or what he's achieved in three words, how would you describe Tom Rogic?
No, three words ain't going to do it. Look, with Tom, and you guys will know better than me, for sort of a foreign player to last this long at this football club, they've got to be made of some pretty strong stuff. He came here as a teenager, he's leaving as a family man with a child, and he's had his whole adult life here, and everyone knows the expectations that you have when you play for this football club, that every year you're expected to perform, every year you're expected to have success. So you don't last here unless you're a really strong character, and obviously I knew Tom from Australia, and I've always loved him as a footballer, and I knew he'd fit into the way we play our football. So it's been great for me to be able to work with him for the last 12 months. And I said before, probably at the beginning he was the go-to man when people were trying to find information about me. Now I'm hopeful he said good things about me, but irrespective, he's been a great sort of source for me in the dressing room, because I know he's been really positive about everything, and if there's been doubts in the playing group early on, with Callum, particularly Tommy, because he's been through it before, he said, look, just stick to the process and you'll see what you get at the end.
Thanks, Ange.
Ange, when we spoke in June, we weren't sure at that stage whether the support would be totally behind you, and I said to you that 100% the fans will be 100% behind you right from the start and will be all season. That relationship has just blossomed, and the fans can't believe how brilliant a manager you are for us.
I'm not sure I said it in that context, because I did say that I had the feeling that once I was announced that the support here took me in as one of their own, and you can't attack one of their own, and they backed me as they should until proven otherwise, and it was up to me then to sort of repay that faith and repay the belief they had in me and what I was trying to do. And I said in the press in there that for us to achieve what we did this year, it was only going to happen if the whole club was pulling in one direction. And by the whole club, I mean, players, staff, management board, and the fans. We couldn't have one part of our football club, resisting the road we were going down, because, we had no margin for error this year. We had to be almost perfect in our performances to win the league. And, like I said, today is hopefully paying back, all the supporters who sort of stuck by us.
And I know you're really big on the story and the journey, and you say that to the players quite a lot. What does the next step of the journey look like?
I don't know. I don't talk about the endings, As I keep saying to the players, I don't want to sell us short. So if I didn't say, I didn't say this year we wanted to be champions or, whatever sort of ambitions I had, I leave that. What's important is, like you said, the story is that if we can be a better football team next year than we were this year, and keep improving like we did, and we're going to be in a pretty good place, and that's going to bring us moments like this. But what's really important is that we understand that we've got to, we hold the pen to our story, and those words are written by us. So how we want it to end is going to depend on the words. I'm getting a bit philosophical here, but the words we put down on the paper.
And was there a moment in the season where you felt everything clicked, or did you think the players were at it from day one?
I think the key for us this year is just, and it hasn't been easy, and again, you guys will know better than anyone else, that in this city, with this football team, there's 1,000 things that happen every day that will try and take away your focus from what's important, right? And you can get distracted by other clubs, other stories, people saying things, you know, the expectations. And what we've tried to do is really say, every day we come in there with a real concentration to be the best we can be and chip away at it and chip away. Don't look at the Premiership table. Don't look at how many games left. Don't look who's above us, below us. Just focus on what's in front of us. And because we've had that narrow focus, you know, I haven't felt there's a pivotal moment, but you know, there's no doubt Celtic Park here against Rangers in the derby, in my mind, that's the night we got ourselves in the position to be champions, because it wasn't that we got to first place, but if we hadn't have won, they probably would have got too far ahead of us. I didn't see them dropping too many games, you know, so that night was pivotal. And then the manner in which we played, I think in terms of the players and their belief, they then sort of got that sort of extra bit of energy they needed to say, well, we can do this.
Ange, was he the... Looking at today, I mean, Jackie Marcus comes on as a sub and scores twice. How
should
happy,
three?
How happy does it make you knowing, you know, you've got players, you've got such a strong squad now, going into next season, you've got loads of players, goals all over the team. How happy does it make you that you know you've got those players to rely on and you've got a great selection, massive squad depth?
Yeah, but, you know, at the same time, that's, you know, that's the areas we can improve, because when you talk about, you know, whether it's Jacko or Kyogre, you know, Dave Turnbull today scoring a goal, a lot of these guys missed a big part of the season, you know, and we haven't really, it's only sort of been the last maybe 4 or 5 weeks we've had the full squad together, so being able to do a pre-season with a whole group, you know, we'll add to the squad, we'll add to the team, we'll be stronger, we have to be stronger next year, but there'll be improvement in those guys anyway, there has to be, because like I said, for most of them, you know, very few apart from maybe Cal and a couple of others who, and even Cal missed most of the pre-season because with Scotland, you know, the ability for us now to have a full pre-season with the bulk of the squad, you know, there's improvement in these guys. I know there is, but, you know, for them to sort of, and it's been, again, the story of our season, whenever we needed someone to stand up, we've had a different person at different times, and it was great to get, you know, both Kyogre and Jacko out there today and showing what they can do.
And with Tom and Neil leaving, you losing two leaders in the dressing room throughout the season, like you said there, that we've had quite a few leaders step up. Who's impressed you the most, and would, with the summer transfers, would leadership roles be something that you'd be looking to reinforce?
No, not necessarily. I think the good thing about having sort of Nero and Tommy here and obviously Cal and guys even like Scotty Bain and James Forrest, they pass on the legacy, right? So they tell these guys what it's like to play for this football club, you know, what the expectations are, and it never changes. So, you know, the legacy of all the great teams that have played here, it gets passed down from generation to generation. So what I'm hoping is that the new group we've had this year, that there'll be two or three amongst them that will pick up the baton from guys like Tommy and Nero, because they've lived it themselves now. You know, they've climbed that mountain and they realise that what the expectations are every week at this football club. So, you know, it's up to them now to step up as leaders. I mean, I, you know, my gut is that we still need to bring some good talent through this group. And, you know, for the most part, we've tried to bring in players who their best is ahead of them. And that's what we'll be doing in this market as well.
Ange, we'll finish the league season undefeated here at Celtic Park. We've got something really special in the home games. How key is that going to be next season, particularly going to the Champions League?
It's always crucial. I knew it would be crucial this year. Yeah, obviously our away form wasn't great, sort of back end of last year and beginning of this year. So, you know, we have to take advantage. We've got certain advantages here that, you know, some are just natural, but, you know, the support we have within this stadium is worth so much to us as a football club, so we've got to use that. The pitch suits our football. We've got the fastest ball boys in the world, mate. So, all these things are designed for us to make sure that when teams come here, they're uncomfortable. Because it is uncomfortable for us when we go to away games. So, you know, we need to take advantage of that. And more than anything is that, you know, that there's nothing better for a supporter than when they come to the ground and watch their team play at home, that they leave with the best possible feeling, you know. The away days are good for the hardcore, but this one, the home games are for the masses.
Andrew, you go home
on Wednesday night.
Did you take the quiet moment?
No, not really, because I came back here and they were running right here as well. And they got me on the freeway as well. So, no, look,
a bit like the players. You know, I never said anything to the players, to be fair, but there was just a sense in the room that, no, we're not done yet, even though we'd won it. We wanted to finish it off today in style. So it kind of, you know, we're just prepared for it like any other game. You know, of course, you take a moment and realise that, you know, you've achieved the task, but, you know, it was just a comma. Today was the full stop, so I'll enjoy tonight.
Certainly won the hearts and minds of the fans.
Thank you.
You come in last summer, you didn't really have any chance to be that was just fulfilled the Champions League qualified at least. A bit different this year because you've obviously going to have a bit more kind of free time. What will that be spent doing? I don't mean personally, but in terms of the club, but personally as well.
No free time.
Don't stop.
Yeah, no, it's... Look, I think that's the beauty of winning it this year, and that was the extra incentive for me. I just felt it was a crucial year for us to win it. You know what Scottish football's like. If one club gets dominance and it lasts for more than a year, then, you know, it takes a while to bridge that gap. So with Champions League football this year, I knew this year we had to bounce back and make sure we got our firm foothold in being the dominant team here. And what this allows us to do is have a pre-season with no qualifiers. I can recruit players already knowing we're in the Champions League, not having to wait for the qualifiers. The players can have a decent break, which they need after this year. So there's a whole range of advantages, but at the same time, you know, my role is to make sure we use that. You know, I don't want to waste it. So you know, the work will start fairly quickly to make sure we're ready for it.
You know, obviously a hugely special moment for me to lead the team and be the first one to lift the trophy. But you know, the reality is it's for everyone. It's for everyone at the club. It's for the supporters. You know, everybody's sacrificed over the last couple of years. You know, some difficult days, and to have a day like this, a celebration, to bring success back to the football club is brilliant. You know, that's why the players play football and play for this club, is to give you guys, you know, days like this.
Enjoy your break.
Callum, we spoke to you in September. You mentioned the Champions League. How much was that mentioned by you this season to motivate the players?
I think firstly, you know, you got to win the league. Your bread and butter is the league. You know, there was obviously a period of time where everyone thought if you win the league, you'll get in the Champions League, and then it was a little bit no sure. So you still then got the qualifiers at the start of next season, and you know they come really quickly. So they are really difficult games. But you know, once we kind of got myself in the position of, you know, pole position to win the league, then obviously the excitement of Champions League and everything else takes over. But I think first and foremost, you know, the bread and butter is the league title.
Calum, in terms of you and James are now the only two invincibles left, how emotional was the dressing room, given that it was Nir and Tom's last game?
Yeah, it was. The manager spoke, and then Tom and Nero both spoke, and they bring a tear to a glass eye, I think. Really emotional moment for the group, but these two guys have been brilliant servants for the club. Hugely successful time at Celtic as well. They'll be hugely missed as characters as well, and good people at the club. So we just wish them well for, you know, for everyone at the club. We wish them well on the new journey.
Last year we were in quite a lot of disarray at the end of the season. What was it you did and who helped you to bring this team together? Because the unity that we see from the team and now the fans as well is something unreal.
Yeah, it's brilliant to have everyone back in the stadium. I think that makes a huge difference as well. But there was a freshness, you know, we had to recruit so many players. You know, a lot of players left as well, and it was kind of, you know, the end of an era in terms of that group of players that had been successful, and then, like you said, just soured that a little bit at the end. But these new guys came in, they showed hunger, they showed desire, they want to play for the jersey. And the manager's a brilliant leader. You know, he gives authority when he speaks, everyone listens. And then obviously you have to have the tactical understanding and all the football knowledge to back it up, which these players do as well. And then you get everyone working hard and running hard for each other. But, you know, there's no secret to it. You just got to run hard and work hard for your teammates.
How does it feel to be the joint top goal scorer in the league?
It's a little bit weird because you're a top scorer, but you're not exactly alone top scorer. So, but actually, it's a nice feeling. I've experienced that last year also, and I was looking forward for this to happen again. I wish we had some more time so I can be the only one, but the most important is that we won the league. I'm really happy for that. I contributed a little bit with my goals and my effort, and that's the most important.
Another top scorer goal today.
scored up at Tannadice on Wednesday night. Can I just ask about the relationship between yourself and Kyogo? Obviously, both of you have played up top this season. You both came in and scored goals. Can I ask about both of your relationship?
Our relationship is perfect. It's perfect, actually. We have never any moments and bad moments. Never happened between us. We want the best for each other, and we score goals, and this is our job to help the team. We have a contest, a competition, but I think it's a good competition. I think we have very good feelings between each other, and the most important is the team, not the player.
You had a difficult start to your career, the first kind of half, but how important was the manager to make sure you continued? Then the second half of the season, you've been excellent and really helped us win the title. How important has Ange been throughout that?
Yes, well, I had a difficult start to that season. I had some injuries. I was also a victim of this COVID, and unfortunately, I was a victim. And well, the first 6 months were really a little bit tough, and I had to recover. Gaffa was really, really good on me. So he really took the pressure from me, and he was insisting that it didn't happen anything bad. We're just waiting for you. Just try to be healthy. Just try to be fit, and you're going to be yourself, and you'll help us.
Just to touch on what Tony said, the second half of the season you've been excellent for us as well. How do you now feel like you settled into the city, you settled into Glasgow, and you're happy and enjoying life here as well? Does that
Actually, I love my life here, and I'm feeling great. My family is feeling great, so that's really important for me. I had some tough moments this year, but the second part of the season, I was almost myself. I can tell that next year I can be even better with a pre-season, because I had lack of pre-season this year, and it really cost me the first 6 months.
You will get to experience the Champions League here next season. You've already experienced Europa League nights here, and we can all tell you how special the Champions Leagues are.
Actually, I've already played Champions League with AEK Athens, and it was really nice. The anthem is like it's coming from a dream, and you don't want to wake up. It's something unbelievable. I can't wait to play Champions League with these fans in that stadium. I think it's going to be amazing, going to be outstanding. The atmosphere, and can't wait for this.
Extra special.
Last season you scored 30 goals and it ended up team relegated. Here you're now a champion. How does that feel?
Actually, it's an amazing feeling. It's a unique feeling to be a champion. It's something that really worth your effort during the whole season, and it's something that it has to be the best target in this club every single season. We achieved that this season, and we were going to celebrate for the summer, and then we start again as main target this league title again.
I saw you over there in the corner with your wee child. Was that special?
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm spending the best time of my whole life. I can't believe it. I feel blessed. I've got everything. And I'm really grateful to God.